Protect Your Mind, in the voice of Walt Whitman. Oh, fragile vessel, delicate beyond measure, thy mind, a garden of untold potential. Shield it, for the world is full of thorns, and the winds blow sharp with the burden of expectations. Thou art a creature of light and flesh, not meant to crawl beneath the weight of threat and scorn. The ones who love thee, be they father, mother, or friend, cannot know the weight of the burden that bears down on thy heart and soul. Schoolhouse door swing open, but the lessons within, they are prison bars, locking the spirit in a cage of conformity. Memorize, recite, repeat. But where, I ask, is the space for the soul to breathe? Where is the room for the wild mind to run free and dream the stars into being? The politicians, oh, they speak but empty words. Their hands are tied, their hearts untouched. Their minds lost to the games of power. And war is the price we pay for their ambition. They send thee forth into the fray, their children too, to march on fields stained with blood, while they sit in their marble halls, blind to the humanity beneath their feet. Destruction hangs like a sword of Damocles. The world teeters a mere breath away from annihilation. And still, they do nothing. They speak of progress, but it is progress of illusion, where truth is twisted and falsehoods rule the land. If anyone dares tell thee that thou art less than genius, cast them from thee, for they speak from fear, from the dark places where their minds grow dull and rigid. Push them away until their hearts mature, until their minds crack open, and they see the light in the soul of thee. They will try to chain thee with their limit. Parents, teachers, principals, politicians. But their voices are but whispers in the wind. Do not bend to their pressures, for in their hands lies no power to define thee. They will say, daydream not. But it is in the dreamer's realm that knowledge and truth are born, where sound and light dance like the pulse of life itself, and where the stars speak in riddles and wisdom. Again, I say, protect thy mind. Guard it like a treasure of the highest order. For in this fragile temple, the seeds of greatness are sown. The elders, they do not remember how fragile it feels to be young, to be unbroken by the world. They were once tender and wild, but the world crushed their spirit, and they became hollow, forgetting the fire that once burned bright within them. But thou, O seeker, Thou art not bound by their chains. Growing up is not a task, but a lifelong journey. A quest without end to reach towards the heavens and beyond. Each day, a step, each thought, a new horizon. Let each moment of thy waking be a search for wisdom, for knowledge shall lead thee onward, and wisdom will make thee great. Until one day, thou shalt transcend, becoming not just a being, but a force of nature, a luminous presence, a philosopher, a knight, an ennobled creature, a creator of worlds. The adults do not see thee. They've forgotten how fragile we are. How every thought is a spark. How every question a gateway. But thou, O child, thou art the flame that burns eternal. Thou art the philosopher, the thinker, the one who shall lead the world into a new dawn. So protect thy mind, for in it lies the power to change the world. Here is a second reading with a stronger tone. O fragile vessel, delicate beyond measure, thy mind a garden of untold potential, shield it, for the world is full of thorns, and the winds blow sharp with the burden of expectations. Thou art a creature of light and flesh, not meant to grow beneath the weight of threat and scorn. The ones who love thee, be they father, mother, or friend, cannot know the weight of the burden that bears down on thy heart and soul. The schoolhouse doors swing open, but the lessons within, they are prison bars, locking the spirit in a cage of conformity. Memorize, recite, repeat. But where, I ask, is the space for the soul to breathe? Where is the room for the wild mind to run free and dream the stars into being? The politicians, oh, they speak but empty words. Their hands are tied, their hearts untouched, their minds lost to the games of power. And war. War is the price we pay for their ambition. They send thee forth into the fray, their children too, to march on fields stained with blood while they sit in their marble halls, blind to the humanity beneath their feet. Destruction hangs like a sword of Damocles. The world teeters a mere breath away from annihilation, and still they do nothing. They speak of progress, but it is progress of illusion, where truth is twisted and falsehoods rule the land. If anyone dares tell thee that thou art less than genius, cast them from thee, for they speak from fear, from the dark places where minds grow dull and rigid. Push them away until their hearts mature, until their minds crack open, and they see the light in the soul of thee. They will try to chain thee with their limit. Parents, teachers, principals, politicians, but their voices are but whispers in the wind. Do not bend to their pressures, for in their hands lies no power to define thee. They will say they dream not, but it is in the dreamer's realm that knowledge and truth are born, where sound and light dances like the pulse of life itself, and where the stars speak in riddles and wisdom. Again I say, protect thy mind. Guard it like a treasure of the highest order, for in this fragile temple the seeds of greatness are sown. The elders, they do not remember how it feels to be young, to be unbroken by the world. They were once tender and wild, but the world crushed their spirits, and they became hollow, forgetting the fire that once burned bright within them. But thou, O seeker, thou art not bound by their chains. Growing up is not a task, but a lifelong journey, a quest without end, to reach toward the heavens and beyond. Each day a step, each thought a new horizon. Let each moment of thy waking be a search for wisdom, for knowledge shall lead thee onward, and wisdom will make thee great. Until one day thou shalt transcend, becoming not just a being, but a force of nature, a luminous presence, a philosopher, a knight, an ennobled creature, a creator of worlds. The adults do not see thee. They have forgotten how fragile we are, how every thought is a spark, how every question is a gateway. But thou, O child, thou art the flame that burns eternal. Thou art the philosopher, the thinker, the one who shall lead the world into a new dawn. So protect your mind, for in it lies the power to change the world. Protect your mind. This is the root poem. Your mind is infinitely delicate. You have to shield it and protect it. You are a very delicate creature, and you are not meant to grow under any threat. All the people that care about you will never understand that. Your parents will punish you, teachers will make you feel stupid, schools will threaten you with destruction of your career, unless you learn in their sequence or memorize. They don't care if you actually learn or just perform like a circus clown. And politicians? Politicians do nothing to heal the world. They will drive the world to war and then send you right into it. You have always had nuclear missiles pointed at you, and nobody ever cared. Nobody cared enough about war and threats and pollution and fake education and overriding facts with opinions. Anybody ever tells you that you are less than genius, you push them away until they grow up. Parent, teacher, principal, or politician, these are the people who will prevent you from becoming who you truly are meant to be. They will stop you with stress from daydreaming about sound waves and by subtle analogy building a foundation for understanding light in the universe, and then mark you down and scoff as you tell them that you are smart. I repeat, protect your mind, protect
your mind.
Even though they were children once, adults don't understand growing up. People threatened them out of completing growing up, and they didn't. They were interrupted and just started aging. Growing up, above all, is a lifelong journey. You must always aim to learn every day. Every one of your days must be a search for knowledge, so that wisdom can follow, so that you can grow all the way until you become a great being and transcend even that. The adults don't remember how delicate we are. You are to never bend or break. You are to start your life as a warrior and become a thinker and a philosopher, ennobled by your deeds. Begin with philosophers, with knights, ladies and gentlemen, intellectuals, science popularizers, and scientists. Please, learn who the world's rightful leaders are. And then inherit their wisdom and culture, and become a great being.